evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 10-1-2021. We're into October. At least they may have continued some of the government, except not the anybody working on a roadway or the transportation or anybody in construction working on the roads. You're all going to be on the furlough. But let me tell you this, there's good news, and the good news is Brother Steve Quayle is back home with his family and is being taken care of and is doing better. O2 levels up, resting like he should, and there's power in the blood of Jesus, people. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and thank God, and thank the Lord Jesus, he's out of the hospital and is at home. And he will regain his strength and full function, I guarantee, because the Lord is not done with Brother Quayle yet. That's all I can say. Welcome home, Steve. Welcome home, brother. Now, that's the good news. Now, I don't know if you caught it or if a lot of people did. I do not think... I do not think that... that the news on TV caught it, because they're not that smart, the hair spray types. But did you hear Biden today? Now, this is not chilling, because it's as expected and as I know it to be, and you should know it to be as well. But if you were thinking about some kind of a normalcy bias, it is not. He comes out of the meeting today at the Capitol with Pelosi and with the caucus, the House caucus of Democrats, both all the different factions of the whatever they've got. In other words, the communists, the socialists, and there are no moderates. So the communists and the socialist factions, he's trying to bridge the gap on them. And he comes out and he says to the press, he says, we're going to get a deal done on this. And somebody in the press will, well, when are you going to get it done, Mr. Biden or President Biden? He says, what difference does the time make? Listen carefully, people. Whether it's 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks, we're going to get the deal done. What he's telling you is that all of this stuff in these bills is basically what it is. You're going into a Luciferian night of, 80,000 new IRS agents. All kind of mandates for all your backs, unbacks, the backs, the lacks. You're going to get higher taxes. Oh, you don't make $400,000? Oh, well, how much does a pound of bacon cost you this week? Wherein compared to a month ago, okay? So what I'm trying to say is this. He is telling you straight out. He is telling you just like they always do, like the Lucys and the Muslims and the black magic people. They always tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it to you. It's the fair warning they give you. And then when you don't get it and they nail you in the butt, all right, or put their hands around your neck to choke the life out of you, when they do that, they're going to laugh and get more power from it, because you were too stupid to understand what the hell they were telling you. Biden said, what difference does it make with time? Whether it's 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks, we're going to get the deal done. In other words, he's going to get the Luciferian tyranny, scumbag tyranny done in America and destroy this country. Alright? That's what he's talking about. And the fact of the matter is, I thought about this today, there's no hurry for them because what? These people, Biden, and the people that pull his chains, the Luciferians above him, in the banking, the corporate structures, in all of the Red Chinese Communist Party, all of these people that are pulling his chains and making him dance his little puppet dance, they don't care about America or what's going on. They could do and pop the Cumbre Vieja shelf off and start the whole tidal wave, 100 to 300 feet tall, 500 mile an hour, maybe goes inland 30 to 50 miles on the entire east coast of the United States and Canada. It'll hit all up in there. It'll hit other places as well. United Kingdom, Ireland, England, you know, Wales, it'll hit that. Probably hit, you know, obviously we'll hit the other islands out there in the Azores. But that's not the whole deal. We've got other volcanoes popping off. So if they continue to load these fault lines and continue to use the ionospheric heaters, the harp-like devices, the thumpers, there's all kind of different stuff. If you don't believe that we have earthquake weapons or space-based weapons or weather weapons, then go back and look at the treaty between the United States and Russia. Look up weather war, space war treaty, United States and Russia, and see what you come up with. And read the thing, and read what the Secretary of Defense says, okay, and all of that. So if you have somebody that says, well, we don't have anything like that. My cousin's girlfriend, hairdresser, she was in the special forces. She had a top secret clearance. She didn't hear about any of that. Yeah, well, they only made a treaty about it. Anyway, so Biden is telling you directly, right out in front of you, that the Luciferian nightmare is going to be dropped down on you hard, okay? It's going to destroy almost all small business. You're going to have the IRS. If you spend $600 on something, they're going to be in your grill. If you, it's just going to be incredible. So I'm going to tell you what, there's an old bird said, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, all right? And I noticed that the Atlantic Magazine, where I used to read that back in the 60s and 70s, but I haven't read it since. And they're talking about the conservatives are dreading and preparing for civil war. A faction of the right believes America is riven into two countries. Claremont Institute is building an intellectual architecture for whatever comes next. Well, let me tell you, we don't need any institutes to tell us that they're trying to destroy the Constitution, or that they're using a bioweapon that was financed by Fauci and the National Institute of Health, giving money to the Red Chinese and Daszak and the guy from North Carolina and all of them and the Bat Lady. We've been telling you about it on here, how the Red Chinese were in the caves in Berea, Kentucky back in 2004 or 5. And then in 2007, our bats started getting the white nose syndrome virus and dying. They were juicing these bats and getting stuff from the bats all along. And Fauci funded it. There's 900 pages of FOIA request documents telling everything about it, and that's drifted up the air again. Now, Rand Paul gave it to him. He gave it to the guy again. Becerra says that if you don't take the vax, you're a flat earther. You believe in the flat earth. You believe in the toadstool theory or something, you know, like you're a dummy. He ate his lunch. Take a look at it. I believe Brother Quayle's got it up at stevequayle.com. And once again, thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing Brother Quayle home, returning him home, and to restore him back to health and full function. Now, so Biden is telling you, just like a black magician, that he what he's going to do to you, you see? And what he's going to do to you, oh, he's the great Catholic, right? The great Christian. Loves abortion, loves to kill babies. And then now he's going to destroy America because the Red Chinese gave his son allegedly $1.45 billion? Well, that's enough to buy him. And now it's all over. It is just this reset, all the stuff, the Build Back Better. It's like the Cloward and Piven was the last group in Obama. Now it's this guy, the reset guy. I forget his name. Strauss, the Davos guy. Mallarat and the Klaus, whatever her name is. But the fact of the matter is, the Davos crowd has been planning this for you. This is the Rockefeller, Rothschild, Queen of England, turning taxes. This is the Chinese trillionaires. This is their playbook from quite some time ago. As I recall, the head of the MMV, El Doctore, told Brother Quayle back, remember when we had the giant tsunami in the Asia, killed, 200 and some thousand people and hit all the, destroyed all that stuff? Well, that was a created tsunami. Okay? And apparently, back then, allegedly, Boutros Ghali told the head of the MMV, which he had conveniently kidnapped one of the children, allegedly, and so the head of the MMV tried to trade his life for their life and put himself in the bad hands of the BBG. Well, the BBG said something like this, I'll paraphrase it, said something to him, you know, we did the tsunami and killed all these people. He says, what do these people on earth, what do they really think about you? Do they even care about you? They don't care about you. Why don't you join our side? Bring it in for the big win, you see. That's the devil talking, you see. That's Lucifer talking through one of his minions to somebody who was very, very, very strong and also had split from the black magician side and went with the magi side, okay? Well, most of those people have gone off planet and are in the paradise. They've gone off to earth and are in a paradise zone somewhere. Brother Quayle was offered one seat. I was offered a seat. Greg Evenson was offered a seat, as far as I know. I could not take any family, so I declined. Steve could not take family. He declined. Greg Evenson could not take his family, but he said, can I take my 45? If I go along, I said, no, you can't. Then he said, well, then I ain't going. Now, he would not go without Liz anyway, but he would not go without that 45 caliber anywhere either. But back then, I'm trying to tell you that they did a tsunami back then. And then you remember the two people who were raising money, remember? George Herbert Walker, Luciferian Bush, Arbusto, and Slick Willy Nilly Clinton. Remember they were on TV raising money and all this and that and the other. Well, let me tell you something. they will do and continue to do. And if you've been watching, I would tell you this. There's no guarantee that the shelf of La Palma, the Cumbre Vieja shelf, will drop in the ocean. But there is a strong possibility that it's an increasingly high percentage chance, the way these lava flows are cutting the island in two, huge lava flows, multiple blows, you know, out through the top in different places now. It looks like there's one down south, so it's getting the tip, and then up in the center where a Cumbre volcano is at, but there's another one down at the bottom that's a popping up in a new big huge lava flow and eruption. It looks like to me they're sort of cutting a slice of the pie off the side. And I don't know, but you can only warn one or two times to people, and then you have to say, you know what, I've warned them. I've told them to watch, to be careful about what could happen with the Cumbre Vieja, or if you're in Hawaii or in that area, what could happen if the Helena slump goes, or if any of the other major volcanoes blow. I think it's sort of ridiculous, to be honest with you. In La Palma, people are sitting there watching it, and they get the earthquake and those volcano warnings and this, that, and the other. It's like, I think about it, and it's like Pompeii. I mean, it's like, whoa, well, let's go grocery shopping here, or let's go have a drink, or go out to dinner, and we'll watch the volcano, you know? I would think I would get off the island, I think, if I could. Because I sure wouldn't want to get buried in the ash and have them find the body, you know, holding on to the your bag of groceries or whatever, holding on to your spouse or your child or whatever underneath tons of ash. Now, so the 666 program is Biden's program. He's telling you about it. They're going to destroy this country. It's going to be done. And I'm going to tell you what, if you really want to know what's happening, they could also do something else, right? They could do the Cumbre Vieja. They could do right over the United States, pop, pop, fizz, fizz, a couple of EMPs, all right? And they don't even have to be done by China or Russia. They could have Iran do them. Or they could have little Kimmy do them. They give him a hypersonic or two, and he could pop one up over here. Remember, which you're forgetting if you don't remember, little Kimmy's got satellites up above. Right? Above the United States. Geosynchronous orbit. He could drop one or two out of those, couldn't he? Or you could just hit with conventional weapons and maybe get some of the Haitians or the Afghans to be the bad guys, you know, and hit one of 10 key power substations in the United States with conventional explosions, you know, et cetera, explosives at the same time, and that will take the power grid down. But if you have the big tidal wave from Cumbre Vieja, then you have, quote-unquote, a climate change event, a natural event, you see, that takes out the whole East Coast, and the estimated kill of people, estimated, is 65 million people dead. It would also take out all the banking in New York City, the stock markets, the bond markets, all of that. It would take out D.C., Maryland, all up and down the coastline, New Jersey, you know, all the way up into Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, what have you, all right? Down in through the Carolinas, Virginia, you know, Georgia, Florida, roll over the whole state, probably in Florida. There's a few high spots, maybe up there in the panhandle or something, but it's going to roll over a lot if it happens. And if that happens, guess what? There's going to be enough nuclear power plants and conventional power plants on the East Coast go down that will take out the power grid in the rest of the United States. And if not all, we'll take out most of it. It used to be that Texas could survive even if the whole grid went down, but they made sure under Obama to start closing a lot of plants down there that were coal or oil fired. And this fall, Joe Biden wants you to pay about 30 to, it's going to vary. It could be 30%. It could be twice or three times. You could pay three times as much this winter for heat if you're using natural gas or oil or whatever. Or electric. Are you getting some prep ideas on all of these things? So, 6 minutes, 6 days, 6 weeks, the 666 plan of Red China Joe the Luciferian, don't you know? So now what else could they be doing? Well, they're pushing for the Civil War. The Supreme Court just said, oh, well, we're going to uphold the mandate for all the... got to get vaccinated to be in the hospitals and stuff in New York. You got cops and everybody all over Denver, different places, get fired. Massachusetts, they're walking off the job. Nurses, doctors, EMTs, firemen, police, sheriff's deputies. Although I'll tell you something. If a sheriff is a duly elected constitutional sheriff, you know, and there's a few of them, hopefully, just should be more of them, but they're the highest elected official in the county. They can tell if they want to the federal government to get the heck out of their county and to leave them alone. And they can then constitute their posse. That's already being done. You know, I've not always been a fan of Little Dickie Jones or Richard Jones, Butler County, Ohio, but Butler County is already forming a posse, okay? Because Jones doesn't like what's going on with all of this stuff in terms of the flooding of illegal aliens and all of the socialist stuff coming in. The defund the police and all the stuff. He's already forming his posse. Other sheriffs out there, get your posse together. Get good men or women or whatever, get them together. Somebody who can shoot a rifle, shoot a revolver, shoot a pistol, and then a knife fight can do a little bit of a dadgum old fandango dance. With a chaw of neckerchief in their mouth to keep them close enough to do some slicing. You put, one person puts the neckerchief in their teeth, the other puts it in their teeth, they pull their knives and they go at it, but they gotta hold onto their teeth, the neckerchief to keep them close, okay? It's be called a bandanga dance, alright? So now, sheriffs could throw out different people, and they could stand for the people of their county against the outrage and the tyranny of the federal government. Now, that puts them up against federal troops, and in some places, it could be the National Guard federalized, but in others, maybe like Texas, maybe the State Guard under the governor, and a governor that also would keep the National Guard under the key, maybe then they could withstand and they could confiscate, an air base or two. And with all of the Navy SEALs and all of the Delta Force and the Rangers and all the Marine Special Forces, the Raiders and the Recon, the air commandos and such, all the smart boys, who, and there's a lot of others that are smart, don't get me wrong, all the good people in the military who have done their research and do not want to take the spike jab and die on the altar of a Luciferian sacrifice. So the Atlantic Magazine, you're playing your little game. You darn right there could be a civil war, but we're not going to start it. The people who are forced mandating vaccines, which are not vaccines, which are spike jabs that have pegylated lipids that have graphene oxide inside that then once injected instead of staying in the arm go through all out the body to all the organs and then start to work on them, and then if the charge, the bioelectric charge of the pegylated lipid, if it changes to a positive type charge, then that will turn on a cytokine, C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E, a cytokine type storm to where the immune system will attack the organs of the body and annihilate them. And what I hear, Sanjay Gupta or any of these TV doctors or these people who are the hairspray types, you say, well, I don't understand why they just don't get the vax. Get the vax or you won't keep your job. Ha, ha, ha. Well, when they start to die from the graphene oxide, because you see, if you watch, and I've got my old buddy up there in Minnesota, and I've got others that watch the Mimic a lot. Mr. BT, God bless you. But if you're watching the Mimic, if you look at it early in the morning in the last few days, haven't even been watching it for a while because nothing was going on with it. Or they would smooth it out, the colors, and you couldn't see it. But every now and then, you can detect when something really big, a large amount of energy is being utilized. So it seems like in the last few days they've been setting the pattern for the weather and for the different stuff earlier in the AM, like the old dark 30 hours, and you see the Mimic is just on fire with huge amounts of energy, a large portion of it coming out of the Arctic, which is the Russians. Not coming out of Gakona, but it's coming out of the Arctic Circle, where the Russians have a base. Now, that stuff could just as easily be turned to a frequency. You know, I mean, they can pop the volcanoes and the earthquakes. They can change the weather patterns and still keep. If you watch the Mimic, you can see how they're doing it. They still keep all of the moisture off of the West Coast. And then now they bring the moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico straight up into the center of the United States. And then you will see, then they turn it and then shoot it down different lanes. Sometimes they let it go all the way up in the north part of the United States and shoot it across up there. Sometimes right down through the center and sometimes right at the bottom where they have then a lot of tornadoes and stuff in Alabama and Mississippi and all of those places. So as well as do that, and you could just go back and read the old HAARP patent. Oh, I remember sitting with Dr. Nick Begich and talking to him on several different occasions for hours, okay? Mid-America Constitution meetings that used to be held in various places. I remember one I sat with him out in Green Valley, Missouri. Another one I sat with him and talked with him for hours. In Independence, Missouri at the old, one of the old, Mormon, churches downtown down there where they had a whole lot of speakers and stuff. But angels don't play this harp. But if you go back, and Brother Quayle had Begich on, and they talked about it. And Steve would talk to you about the patents and all the stuff of ARP. Way back when, we've known about this for so long. And what ARP can also do, besides bouncing something off the ionosphere, it could then lay out a frequency over a certain region or an area, spread it out, and then pulse a frequency that might turn on all of the pegylated lipids, the graphene oxide, and start the big death, start the big kill off. Now, that's another way they could do it. And then we also have the Ezekiel 38. Here we go. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, that's Iran, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands. That, Brother Quayle has always talked about Gomer, is probably part of France and part of Germany, you see. And then the house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. And be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. You see, and then after many days, thou shalt be visited in the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth of the nations, and that they shall dwell safely, all of them. But you see, Israel attacked on the 27th, but apparently a new or a more clandestine or covert nuclear facility of the Iranians, the Persians, and Brother Hal Turner's got pictures up at his site somewhere showing it one day, and then the next day it's just blown to smithereens, and that none of the short of the missile systems that were protecting it, that would probably be the S-300s and S-400 Russian systems. And then he poses a question, stealth. He said they never took, you know, the Israeli stuff out. Well, as far as I know, and this is what I know from back a number of years ago, Israel was handed by the MMB, they were handed at least one, maybe two TR-3Bs back then. So they have an ability of having a spacecraft that can probably defeat with its ability to cloak itself, which is an upgraded ability and continues to be upgraded, and to take out with missile or other particle beam weapon or whatever else, take something out and maybe avoid the missile batteries and the the S-400s, the S-300s. Or they have an ability to jam that. But I think it's ability of lack of detection. And they could pop a hypersonic down, you know, straight down on it and never see it. Because it would just come from way up high. So I'm going to tell you something. At the same time, you see, Ezekiel 38 once more. Again, I'm going to tell you again. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. He's talking about Gog Magog. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and when I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and on the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. You see where the cattle's at? It's in the Great Plains, isn't it? Texas, Oklahoma, on up. Kansas. You see. Part of Missouri. Nebraska. Part of the Colorado. All up and down the line there. That's where the cattle's at, you see. So, that could also happen. And you've seen, what have we seen now? We saw a chemical plant blow up in Louisiana. Doesn't this remind you of a few years ago when we were tracking all of those explosions of chemical plants and oil refineries and stuff in Louisiana and in Houston and all over? And then what else has happened? We have a train, an Amtrak train, mysteriously in the middle of a flat area in Montana. They interviewed some of the survivors there and it killed some people and dumped all the cars in the ground and stuff. They said they heard an explosion. That was one of the initial reports from one of the survivors. We heard an explosion and then the trains started flying off the track. So they still haven't investigated that or said it's this way, that way, or the other way. It's under advisement, under study. But I'm going to tell you, we had a lot of train derailments back a number of years ago when we were tracking those. Remember all of the oil trains that had oil in them? Do you remember the Amtrak trains and stuff on the East Coast there? Do you remember the CSX train that dumped in the river in, I think it was, Maryland? You remember the West Virginia, all the stuff where they were leaking chemicals into the water? You remember the fertilizer plant in Texas that blew? All of these things, we're starting to see them again. You remember also there were huge warehouses on the East Coast, New Jersey, I believe, New York, in and around Boston and Philadelphia, places like that. Huge, giant warehouses that were filled with all kinds of stuff. We've had other refineries and stuff, and nuclear power plants have incidents, including the one in Kansas. Remember that, where we talked about where there was a fire in one of the stairwells and nobody could see it, and they were looking at the camera. They saw a big fire in the stairwell. Well, they stayed on their controls and shut down the plant. Had they have gone out to check the fire, somebody may have gone into the control room and done something. All kind of anomalies. What is that one in New Jersey, right outside of New York City? Remember, I think it was Doug Hagman even reported that they saw Muslim-type frogmen at one point in time back in the day in the Quail Hagman report, if you recall that. Where they were talking about frogman right outside of that nuclear power plant. I believe it's in New Jersey, but it's right across from New York City. So we're starting to see this stuff. There were also big apartment complexes blowing in California and various places and catching fire. Now we've just had another one of those. Now we have the Bank of America in New York and Brooklyn and all that out in Long Island. Nobody could do any transactions. That may have been more to the nationwide. I don't know. So consequently, we're seeing the sabotage here, there, and the other place, all right? Just like we were seeing a few years ago, prior to Trump. Trump put the stop to it. Trump was also naive. And they did him. I told you about William P. Barr. Now, what do we still got? You know, Bull Durham is bullshit, basically, because it's 2 years too late, you know? Now he's going after Hillary Clinton's old law firm. Maybe we'll go through two more presidencies and Bull Durham will still be working on the diamonds, you know. All they're doing is keeping you busy, all right? They're saying, oh, there's hope. Okay, oh, boy. Well, don't count on it. I'm going to tell you what. Any one of these ways I've just described to you, they can take out this country and then turn the lights out. They can also release other variants, okay, or other bioweapons. Because Fauci and all them guys financed a whole bushel basket full of them. Just incredible. And then now we've got, down in Austin, Texas, where they're now telling you that you don't call unless you have to, or if the burglar's not still in your house, then don't call 911, call another number, or if your car's been jacked and the car's gone, well, can't do much about that, but don't call this or that. And if you do call, the time that we're going to take to come to get you or to try to hit the scene is going to be longer. Why is that? Because Austin defunded their police by, 150, 60 million? So they're down about 400 officers now. Wasn't that wonderful? So now in Austin, they got some guy in why didn't they should have taken the QAnon shaman with the headdress and had him do it. So they've got a guy with a flag bandana, throws allegedly a Molotov cocktail, which does not explode. Well, then that's not much of a Molotov cocktail. They're pretty easy to explode. But it throws it into what? Oh, the Democratic Party headquarters in Austin. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I would bet $2. I would bet $2 or $5 that is an MKUltra type or somebody that they tuned up to go to do that. Because what they're going to do is they're going to try to make it say it was a crazed, unvaccinated, Christian, veteran Trump supporter who loves the Second Amendment, who tried to blow up the nice, wonderful Democratic headquarters in Austin. I don't buy it. It didn't blow. The fire wasn't there or anything, you know? And if you're into cryptocurrencies, did you see where hackers stole crypto from 6,000 Coinbase customers? Get your money out of that somehow, however you do it. I don't know how you do it. Get it and put it into something you can eat. Long-term storage food, canned goods, gold or silver coins or bars, ammunition, firearms, extra boots, medical supplies, including a lot of blood soaker bandages, and all kind of stuff for your fish tank, the fish antibiotics, all of those, and start to build whatever it is that you call a general store or a supply sergeant's cabinet or basement shelving, you know. Put it in the garage, wherever you might put it. If you don't have any room, then do what you can and put it underneath the bed, stack it in the closet. And that would also include water and water filtration devices and other water things that like micropure tablets, the iodine, the Oxy 7, aerobic 7, and that kind of stuff. All of those things. And water storage devices. I would get, if you're going to get barrels, get small ones. Or water blocks, or the 5-gallon size, or whatever that you can stack a little bit, but are easier to load and what, rather than a 55-gallon drum. All right? But if you got those, that's all right. Treat them up with the aerobic 7 or whatever, the oxystabile or whatever they call it. It'll keep them from getting bad for 5 years, but then after that, pull it out, run it through the Berkey filtration system with the black Berkey filter. Or whatever the best one you got. So I'm going to tell you, they could just pop the stock market or the bond market, do it that way. But it would be better for them, you see, if you had the Cumbre Vieja or whatever. Then they could declare martial law and then General Sturmbannfuhrer Hoppehoopa, what's his name, von Henkelmeier or von Henker or von Henkel of the Northcom could then take over along with the FEMA regional governors. You don't believe that your state could be upstaged by that? You don't believe that, huh? Remember, I read all that to you one time, didn't I? About Obama and the regional governors. Let's see what it is. Let's see if I've got it here. I think I still have that. Yeah, here it is, right here. New executive order signed by Obama effectively creates structure of military governors for martial law. It was a Hawk Talon. Brother Quayle put it up on his Steve Quayle News Alerts back then, and it was January 12, 2010. I wrote it, and it basically states that it's called Executive Order, Establishment of the Council of Governors. All right? It was January 11th, 2010. I wrote it up the next day. And basically, I said, Americans better understand this executive order along with all of those previously signed and the Presidential Decision Directive 51 and others will be used to destroy the Constitution and Bill of Rights and to render each American effectively into nothing more than a member of a work gang subject to the control of the regional military governor who is under the Secretary of Defense, who is under the President. Posse Comitatus is then dead. Habeas Corpus is then dead. Bill of Rights is dead, and only the whims and subjective decisions of the regional military governor, as directed by the President via the Secretary of Defense, and executed by NORTHCOM troopers, who now will include U.S., Canadian, Mexican, and other foreign troops, as well as mercenaries and state national guards, militia, and police agents will be the iron fist rule of the land. Therefore, I'm going to tell you what. You need to get ready. You need to get ready. And all you doctors, you know, Navy SEALs, all the military people, the pilots, the naval aviators. Well, you know, like old... I'm not going to say that. There was somebody that back in the day, he used to go around, he talked a lot about it. He was very infamous, very famous in starting the militia movement. He used to talk to a lot of people and a lot of units and tell them when the time comes, you take your tanks out of the unit here and you put them on the side of the people. Because there's going to come a time when it's going to be the government itself is going to be the enemies of the people. And then you've got to honor it from the standpoint of the Declaration of Independence. I'll read that again. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Meaning the American people, you see. Declaration of Independence. The founding document and law of the land, all right? So you've got all of this going on. And you think this is all normal? It's not. So what you got to do is what? You prepare methodically using lists. And the first preparation, if you have not done it, is to repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And that's the first preparation to get right with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. The other thing is, you've got to be aware that there's getting to be shortages of everything. Got another good report from Lady J down in the Blue Ridge and the Smokies. All kind of stuff's in short supply, and the canned hams and the different things that you might want to save. The Vienna sausages, the cans of meat and all the different stuff, the tunas and various things. And it's spotty, and it depends on where you go and all of that. And you can find some stuff, but she's out buying, and she's canned tons of stuff, and she started a whole canning revolution in that area herself. In the high mountains of the Carolinas and Tennessee. Now, make no mistake, they're going to come with these other, you know, bioweapons, and if they turn the lights out, within 1 year, 90% of the population of the United States is dead. If you've not read the book, and if you can get a hold of it, read One Second After by William R. Forschen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. You get that book, and you also get Patriot, Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls. If you were to read those two books right there, put that together with Matthew 24 and Matthew 25, which is the preparation to make sure you got plenty of lamp oil and wicks to trim for your lamps, so that when the bridegroom comes, you're ready to go, all right? And you can walk through the door with him. Whereas the foolish virgins try to get your preps, and you tell them, no, no, go to those that sell, buy your own. And then after Jesus, the bridegroom, brings in the wise virgins into the door and shuts the door. Then the foolish virgins come to the door and say, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. So there's a reason to prepare. And if you can do nothing else but get one more can of chunky soup or Progresso soup. You see, if you'd started doing that when I first told you on air, you'd probably have a whole year's supply of soup for your family. And I've given you the examples of the college students who just buy one extra can, and then they would say, hey, I've got about 6 months worth of food under my bed for myself. God bless you for telling me to start doing this. If you've got, Bo Grice used to say, if you've got 17 guns, then sell about 15 of them and buy a fax machine, you know? Colonel Bo Grice used to say that. But if you're sitting out there and you're sitting on money in your 401 or your stock fund, your IRA, whatever it is, or you're saving to go to the Caribbean fund or whatever it is, you go down there, they're liable to quarantine you and lock you up. You may never get back out because they may just keep giving you a bad test and then keep charging your room to your credit card, you know? I've known some people that had trouble getting out of the Virgin Islands. Couldn't get out of there. They had a lot of money and a lot of stuff. They could not get out for a long time. I think they eventually had to bribe somebody to get them on a private plane. And a lot of money to the bribe is what I think. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you want to keep old Hawk in the game, doing the best he can to be on the wall and tell you what's going to happen and to strike blows against the enemy of Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant of what might be coming and how to handle it or how to deal with it. Anything is most needed or wanted. Be better reserve notes, gold, silver dollar, something like that, silver dime, whatever, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I'm going to tell you what, you can call Brother Steve Quayle's office at 406-586-4840. Get some of Steve's books, get his DVDs, order some gold or silver. If you've got all your other prep done, and Steve would always say, if you've got your other preps done, if you got plenty of food to, you know, to last you a long, long time for your family, your firearms, your ammunition, your supplies, your medical gear, all the stuff, the NBC, the gas masks, the Tyvek F suits, all of the things, then buy some silver or buy some gold, you know, but have enough money to do it, you know, or otherwise, if you need to and you can't do $1,000 worth or something, then Steve would say, buy more food, get more ammo. You know, if the price of bacon goes up, and if you had a solar charger, one of these battery backup systems, keep your freezer stuff, and when bacon goes to $15 a pound, you'll have made a lot of money. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. They're coming for you, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming for you. Mighty men and women about to use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy, against America. Van Nagel Ridge, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPool, Mickey Steve. Road and track and Little L. Read the Bible tonight. Have your dad show you a place to read it. Read it out loud at the dinner table. Be a blessing to you. And the Lord Jesus loves all the little children. And he loves a lot of you out there listening right now.